Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We're the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. The topic of this particular segment is climate change and false flags. And it's exactly what's going on. And we have nearly 30 years of data to show it. And we're going to expose it right here on the show so people don't fall victim to the BS climate change and the mitigation techniques and strategies they're going to bring to you that are going to deprive you of your liberty, deprive you of your wealth, deprive you of your social standing, and even deprive you of your choice of residence. Stay tuned. You're going to really need to hear what's going on. We're brought to you by the Magic Dicol product line. And I told you they gave me my life back. They changed my lifestyle, both with the Natosoma spray in my lungs and both also too with a Metasomer gel. Rub it on my knee. I'm doing things I haven't done in over 2 decades. And America is getting more sick by the day because we have a very flawed medical system. Our food is bad. Our air is bad. The water is not fit to drink. You need to do what you can do to build up your health. If you got something going on, you need to go to iwantmyhealthback.com. iwantmyhealthback.com/David. Excuse me, /Dave Hodges. I'll say that again. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to Nick Begich. He wrote a book called Angels Don't Play This Harp, HAARP. And Nick, that was a great title. And in that, Nick published reams of information on climate change probabilities, strategies, and the science and technology behind it in the book with the publication of patents. You're saying, listen, this book was published in 1997. I interviewed Nick twice, 2009, like 2011, that time frame, and we went through all this. And Nick showed clearly that you can do all kinds of things with HAARP, but in terms of climate change, all you got to do is move the ionosphere or heat up a particular part of the ocean to spur a hurricane. And Nick said clearly this can be done. Well, Air Force Owning the Weather 2025, who I knew one of the signatories, that actually took Nick's work to a higher level. And this came out, gosh, 20 years ago. We published it when we discovered it about 12 years ago, the first time, and we published it 3 times since then. It's on the commonsenseshow.com. Air Force Owning the Weather 2025. And in this, they talked about the technology and listed the patents again, just like Nick did. Here's how we change weather. Here's how we start hurricanes, cyclones, and tornadoes, and all these other things. But they took it to another level. And this caused some dissension on the group and caused a change in personnel. They also had the ability to, excuse me, use a HAARP technology, beam it up to the ionosphere, beam it back down to Earth. And with frequencies, excite fault lines that could lead to earthquakes. The discussion and the debate that took place that really kind of split this group apart was the fact that many of these military types weren't okay with creating earthquake weapons that would hurt civilian populations. And let's just put it this way. I know more about this than I probably should, but I'm telling you the technology's real. The patents were published. I published them on 3 different occasions on the commonsenseshow.com. And this goes hand in hand and dovetails right into Nick Begich's work. I could go to other studies, but I don't need to go any farther than these two elements, the great book and the patents by Nick, and then, of course, Air Force Owning the Weather 2025. It's right there, folks. Now, here's the strategy. Let's create weather disturbances and let's make them bad enough and let's make them directed towards population centers to enhance the destruction, the death, the depopulation. And then let's just say it's your fault because you drive your car, because you eat meat, you consume dairy. We need to get rid of farming as we know it. You need to eat bugs. You'll own nothing and be happy. You'll move into a smart city. You won't be able to go more than 15 minutes from your smart city. You won't have any elections. You won't get to choose your diet. You don't get to choose your clothing. You can only buy 3 items of clothing a year. You can't travel. You get the idea. And oh, by the way, if you speak out against this, we'll take all your money from CBDC. This is the whole kit and caboodle that's coming in. And they create the false flags with this technology to somehow make people believe, oh, gee, we really do have climate change. That's not the way science works. Even if you point to a hurricane, a tornado, a devastating earthquake, it doesn't matter. You have to show with data climatological and earthquake patterns that go back not just decades, but 100, 150, 200, 300 years ago to show there's an uptick here and it's significant and it's persisting and it's going on and actually increasing. But they can't do that. So what they have to do is to false flag it. Create some events. So we say, see, this is what we're talking about. That's called anecdotal proof. There's no climatological systematic data presented comparing one era to another. They tried to do it in 2008 with East Anglia University and Penn State, and they got caught committing fraud. Now, they didn't do anything to the people that committed fraud. Fraud was acknowledged even in the mainstream media. They have nothing to justify their climatological data, nothing. So this is why they got to create what they are. Now we also have weather weapons. And if you say, oh, there's no such thing, Dave, there's a conspiracy theory. Well, there's weather weapons treaties on file with the United Nations, particularly with the National Security Council. So I'm sorry that some people are so far behind the times and uninformed. I guess this is why I have to do what I do. But the reality is this, is that weather wars are also being perpetrated on other countries for economic gain, political gain, force people off their land to increase droughts and so forth and so on. It's pretty amazing what's happening. And it's not coincidence. It's not conspiracy theory. Excuse me. It is hardcore fact. Weather wars, earthquake weapons, absolutely proven. And I would encourage you to do a data search on my website. I encourage you to just do a general search of HAARP, HAARP. Big baggage. Angels don't play this harp. Air Force owning the weather 2025. And it's all right there. It's all right there. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please, sh no, please share this. Please, honestly, share this far and wide. And we'll see you back here again next time.